I'm going to have quick updates. I think it's probably two more slides from David and from Charmaine about the Admissions Advisory Committee and about the Widening Participation Committee. That should not take more than 2 or 3 minutes. After that point, we're going to do one MMI simulation, which will be done up here. And we're just, the reason the podium is gone is that we're just setting up, but we will set up chairs and so on for the MMI simulation. And Charmaine, what's the name of the simulation that... So we're going to do Chloe and asthma, which is in your sheets there, and we're going to go through the same scoring exercise following that, and we should finish at noon, okay? We did want to do two, but I think there was a lot of good discussion today. So I'm going to pass the microphone over to David, who's going to give us an update. You can come up here, and I'll advance the slide for you. Charmaine has.
Hi, I'm David. I'm the chair of the Advisory Committee on Admissions Best Practices, and basically what we're doing is on our committee we have, well, me, we have Anita Brown-Johnson, we have Allison Fournier and Elena Husso, and Anita is here. And basically what we do is we do review, what have we done over the past year? We've sort of met about four times, and what we've done is we've reviewed prerequisites for admissions to medical school, and the idea is to align them with the current curriculum. So the curriculum, as we heard, is actually changing, and so we've kind of want to make sure that we are requesting of the students what is necessary for what we actually need for medical students to have. We've also reviewed admissions criteria for the non-traditional pathway, as Salim mentioned earlier, that we've made it such that this is no longer sort of an optional, I can apply to one, I can apply to the other, you will apply to one, or if you're not eligible to the main pathway, then you can apply to non-traditional pathway. And we've also reviewed policies on recruiting candidates from out-of-province First Nations or in-province non-status Indians. There are some policies with regards to how these students should be selected for, or I should say, should be recruited for, and that required a little bit of addressing as well. That's basically all we've done over the past year, and there we go. Any questions? So what we've done is we have off the top of my head, I actually don't have a specific answer. However, what we've done is we've looked at the list of the science prerequisites, and we've asked ourselves specifically more in terms of we have looked at the timing, how long are they valid for? Are they necessary? Are they optional? How necessary are they? How optional are they? And there are different questions along these lines. If they are not present, do we go through the non-traditional pathway? And so these are sort of the questions that that have been looked at. And again, the intention is to then approach the learner, approach the teachers and both learners, and then reflect back to see whether or not we're on the right track or not. And that's sort of a future project that we will be addressing. Are there other questions? Thank you.